Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're going to do page 8, which I guess would be Dalet Amud Beis, if we're looking at it that way. We're in Simen Resh Mem Dalet here in Hilchos Shabbos, and we were discussing that when you hire a kablan, you hire someone to do contracting work for you, where he gets paid for the job, and he chooses when he's going to do the job, when he's not going to do the job. It could still be a problem, because people aren't going to realize that someone's going to see an Einu Yehudi that's working on a Jewish property, and he's not going to realize that it was all up to the Einu Yehudi, so it's going to be a problem of Maris Ha'ayin. So we are up to right at the comment of the Rama, I think is where we left off, in Simen Resh Mem Dalet, so on page 8. So, Va'afilu imdar bein ha'enam Yehudim, even if you live amongst non-Jews, yesh lachush la'orcham ha'boim sham, olu b'nei beis lo shiach shtu oso, you still have to worry about Maris Ha'ayin, because you have to worry about guests that might show up, or the your own family members that might not realize what's going on and think that that you hired this worker to work for you on Shabbos. If you look at Mishra Brura, Siv Katan Yod Aleph Imdar Ratzalomar Shehu Dar Michutz L'Tchum Ha'ir V'Gam Ein Ir Acheres B'Toch Tchumo, that you live outside of the Tchum of any Jewish city, and there's no other city within your Tchum. So meaning the point that it's outside of the Tchum means no Jew is allowed to go there on Shabbos Yontif. So there's not going to be anyone that there's no risk of someone from the outside coming. It's still going to be Aser D'Yesh Lachus La'Archim D'Mekloi L'Gabe V'Yachshaduhu, because there still might be days where there are guests. There might be Shabbos where there are guests, and they're going to come and they're going to be choshed the person. I don't know why we're not concerned that maybe someone set up an Erev Tchumen. So maybe you should have to live beyond 4,000 amos. Forget about beyond the Tchum. Okay, but that's the concern, that we're going to be choshed. Now, in the Dirshu, he points out that when it came to a Merchatz that's in a base Dira, if you remember we discussed yesterday, I think it was yesterday, if you have a bathhouse that's in a private home, we said, and the only people that bathe in that bathhouse are the people who live there. So we said in Resh Mem Gimel Siv Katan Tezvav that you're allowed to rent that out to a Nachri, because the people who live in the house know that it was rented out to the Nachri, and the Nachri is working for himself, and you don't have to worry about Maris Ha'ayin, because everyone present knows exactly what the deal is. How come over there we don't say, yeah, but you might have a guest one Shabbos? Over there we don't say that, you know, but you never know who's going to be passing through town, who's going to be a guest. And over here, all of a sudden, we're concerned about a guest, and that it's going to be Maris Ha'ayin on account of a guest. So he points out that the Elia Rabba, and this is quoted earlier in the Sharet Zion, in the bottom of the page, in Sifkatan Yud Zayin over there, back in Resh Mem Gimel, in Sharet Zion, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, says that when it comes to a binyan that's in a makom galui, a building that's in a place that everyone could see, we have to be choshesh for Maris Ha'ayin of a guest, as opposed to a bathhouse that's within your private house, then you don't have to be choshesh for Maris Ha'ayin of a guest. Umad de Mekilin, back in the Mishra Brura, Umad de Mekilin the Kamei, mi b'chutz l'tchum, haynu k'sharak ha'malacha hisham, avlu ba'atzmo dar be'ir. We're going to see soon that when you're outside of the tchum, there are sometimes that we are mekil, and we're not worried about Maris Ha'ayin. He says, yeah, that's when the work is being done outside of the tchum, but you don't actually live outside of the tchum. Over here, it's on your house, it's in your house that the guy is doing the work. So for that's more intense, and therefore being outside the tchum is not going to be good enough. We're going to be worried about guests. Back in the Shulchan Aruch now, v'im haisa malacha chutz l'tchum, this is exactly what we're just referring to. If the work is outside of the tchum, you live in a Jewish community. The work that's being done is work that's being done for you outside of the tchum. V'gam ein yeracheres b'toch tchumo shel makom sholsim bo malacha, and there's no other city within the tchum of where the malacha is being done, mutter. That's going to be mutter. In such a case, we're not worried about guests, we're not worried about any of that stuff. That's because you're not living there. It's just that the malacha is being done there outside of the tchum. If you look in Mishra Brura, Sifkat and Yud Beis, Vegam Ein Yer Acheres, V'huadin k'shedor sham ezi Yehudi b'toch atchum shal malacha gam kein aser v'yitzav aleinu Yehudi kodem Shabbos lo yaser b'Shabbos. That if there is another city within the tchum, or there's some other Jew that lives within the tchum, it doesn't have to be another city within the tchum, either one of those would be enough to make it aser, and you have to tell the Einu Yehudi that even though he's a contractor, you have to specifically instruct the contractor not to work on Shabbos. A lot of times people say, yeah, it's a contractor, I'm not not asking him to work on Shabbos. If he asks me, should he work on Shabbos, I'll tell him no. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, you have to do better than that. You have to preempt it, and you have to tell him, you cannot come on Shabbos, that you may not do this job on Shabbos. So Sivkat and Yud Gimel, Mutter. So we said that if there's no other city within that Tchum, and the Malacha is being done outside of the Tchum, so that's going to be Mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah, to Suleka Mishnah Marasai, because then there's no more Marasai issue. There are no Jews to see it happen. And it's not an Amira L'Nachri issue, because when the non-Jew is doing it for his own benefit, for his own work, says Mishmur, what comes out from everything we're saying in this Sif is that you're not allowed to hire a Nachri, even if you're paying him for the job, and not by the hour, and not for the day. You're paying him for the job. You're not allowed to hire a Nachri to remove garbage from your property on Shabbos, because he's working on your property, meaning he's clearing off your property. And we said, whenever it's Melechas Mechubar, it's going to be more serious. There's some places where they're makil to hire a guy to remove the garbage from the street, even though he's doing it on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham explains why. What are they relying on? That since it's for the public, it's from the rechov, it's from the streets, there's no one that's going to be choshed anybody of wrongdoing, because everyone is in it together and everyone realizes that it's only a kablan, that it's only a contractor, and that the guy is doing it at his own convenience. But if you hire him to specifically come on Shabbos and remove the garbage, even from the streets, for the community, that's going to be aser. V'achronim is sigu al taimo. A lot of the achronim are not happy with that kula. V'daitam deinaf kamina b'zeinyin bin rabin liyachid. And a number of those achronim think that there's no real difference between the public or between an individual. V'gam hu ba'atzmo kasav l'besof. And the Magen Avraham himself writes in the end, t'b'makom she'en nogim heter b'rechov ein lahakel ayin shom taimo. D'yeshchil Hashem b'davaru k'til kameh. That he was only justifying places that already have a minag that allow such things. But if if there's no already established minag to allow such things, then you should not allow a Nachri who's hired as a kablan, who's hired as a contractor, to remove the communal garbage on Shabbos either. So in the Dirshu, he says that if you have a city that's Rov Nachrim, and the people who work for the city, sanitation workers come on Shabbos to remove the garbage, which is a very common thing, that they come on Shabbos or Yontif to remove the garbage. This is exactly what we're talking about, removing garbage from your property. It's exactly what the sanitation workers do. You're not paying them to come that day, okay? You're paying your taxes and you're not paying them to come that day. They'll come whenever they come. A lot of us don't even know exactly when they're going to be coming. So Minchas Yitzchak writes in a tshuva, that even if they remove, they go to each individual property to remove the garbage, and you're paying them taxes, that's no worse than kablanus, and since, because they can do whatever day they want, and he writes that it's mutter to do it, because the Jews in that community aren't the majority are the non-Jews, and therefore it's not considered a malacha that's being done for the Jews, and everyone realizes that the Jews are not the ones that asked for this malacha specifically. Nevertheless, he says, if you can remove the garbage cans from your property in advance of Shabbos Yom Tov and have them pick it up from the street, where you could bring the in some communities you have to do that. They won't pick it up from your property. In some communities you have to bring it out to the street. So if you could do that in advance of Shabbos Yom Tov, that's much better. Sounds like it's a problem to actually bring it out to the street on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Because then you're Dafka asking them to do it for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But okay, well, we won't get into that right now. I haven't thought enough about that. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, v'inei afilum nomar debishal rabim leka chashada. Even if you're going to say that there's no chashad when you're dealing with a community, mikal makom hiskim amagin avram shein lahati livnos beis haknesses b'shabbos b'kablanos. You still can't allow construction of a shul to go on Shabbos. Every single construction project of a shul, at some point the rabbi of the shul was asked, can they please come on Yantif? Can they just to do this on Shabbos or Yantif? Every single construction project ever is always running behind schedule, and the contractor doesn't show up on time, and he's got a but, and he says, oh, but I'm free then, and I could get this, and it will somehow, if he comes on Shabbos, it will be able to be 3 months ahead of time. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're going to be mekel b'shel rabim, not a shul. Kibes manenu sheinu umos shcheinenu manichem l'shum adam lasos melach b'farasim yom chagam ikachel Hashem. Unbelievable svara, he says, because goyim would never do that. If another religion had some sort of restriction on their holiday, they would never allow the work to go on their holiday. So it's a chil Hashem for us to allow an hour yom kodesh for us to allow melacha to go on. Im naniach anachnu lasos b'yom Shabbos v'yom tov, that we're going to allow them to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would be terrible. In fact, in Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chedek Dalet Simen Ayin Beis, the Dirshu quotes over here, sometimes you have shochtim, who are Israeli shochtim, that go to South America to shecht for a week at a time, or a couple of weeks at a time, and they're there over Yantif. So they're not living within any community. They're completely outside of the Yishuv, and they're their own kvutza of shochtim. So they want to know, can they do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni? Because they're not in the Yishuv of Jews, and if you're not in the Yishuv of Jews, then there is no obligation to keep Yom Tov Sheni. So Rav Asner says it's a terrible idea. First of all, Jews will find out about it. Other Jews will find out about it. Second of all, the Goyim will find out about it, and they're going to see and they're going to know it's a Jewish holiday, and that's going to be a Chil Hashem, just like the Mishnah Berurah says over here. That's something that they would never do, and then you're going to be doing. That's going to be a Chil Hashem. U'mikol makom kasvu kama achronim tim yesh chashash chas v'shalom sheiz batal abinyan beis haknesses legamri, that if there's a concern that they're just not going to build the shul entirely, that the whole project will fall apart and there won't be a shul, mutal aniach lein yehudi levnosuk shu bekablanus obvachim ufursim lekol shu bekablanus. If everybody knows that it's only a contractor and he wasn't asked to come that day, then it's mutter to allow him to do so. Now back in the Shulchan Aruch for the very last line of Shulchan Aruch on page 8, ve'enu yehudi shichnes tzon shal Yisrael l'dayer sadehu. If an enu yehudi brings a sheep into a Jewish field to I guess fertilize the field or to just hang out in that field, so that we're going to talk about ayin lekaman simin tafkof lamed zayin sifya dalid, so that we're not going to talk about over here. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll pick up after Maruf with Sif Beis on the top of page Hay. Everyone have a wonderful evening.